Yeah.
Go ahead.
When something's anthropomorphized, it means it's given human-like qualities.
So if you have so what you're saying is that the Dobbs quadrant is human-like physical human body.
Yeah.
So stupid, isn't it? Sort of stupid, isn't it? Isn't that stupid?
Okay.
I mean, I am mostly a physical. My physical is mostly physical.
Okay, so there's surplus flesh in the Croker quadrant because the holopathic satellite is complete. So what would your comment for the Dobbs quadrant be as opposed to anthropomorphic physical?
Okay. It's now here's where your squared comes in.
No,
it's
I'll explain it. Anthropomorphic physical.
Physical squared.
Means you make up
physical
your
squared.
Own sense of body percept. User is the content
you
in the world.
But you don't.
Well, yeah, you give up.
You're ugly.
You're passive.
You're fat.
But no, you
you're
can
ugly.
Make your own
you're
idea
fat.
Of
you're
what
ugly.
You are.
No.
They call
no.
it energy
you
medicine.
You don't. You
know, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Do not. You
I have, Bob.
Otherwise, no one would ever have to die.
Listen to you. Listen to him.
No one would ever have to die. If that was true.
I have
if
this.
If that
as,
was true.
Yeah.
Stop everything. Stop. If that were true. You
what was true?
Would ever change.
You don't even know what I said.
You said.
If you want to believe you're living forever, you will with the anthropomorphic physical.
It
is taking. Non-human and making it
no,
your kind of human.
No.
You're projecting humanness into the frequency.
Work. Yeah, it's like hope is a strategy.
Work for me. I'm the prototype.
Well,
you're not even
human, for God's
sake. That's right. That's really
good. Okay.
You're not qualified to be in this conversation. I don't know why you're here, so just calm down. Our thing is this is human squared. Human,
yes,
what
have.
He said. The physical, I see myself as rich and skinny and fucking beautiful women, and I'm going to be the Bijan, so I'm going to have butchy men or no butchy girl. We can't figure it out. It's a really weirdness. I think I thought myself to death. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic physical is I think I thought myself to death. That's what that means. You can't think yourself into ascension. If that were true, this would be a very different conversation. Now, there's a place for Dobbstown, goddammit, and that's I. But it ain't whatever he said. It's where your body is fighting its own battle based on the anthropomorphic conditions that you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't change the outcome of the surreal reality that you're living through right now.
Yeah.
You can be perfect and still take a goddamn chainsaw and cut your fucking finger off. You'll be separated from your fucking finger unless you have the anthropomorphic physical that allows your finger to jump back on your body. See? That's hope. That's a hope ramp.
I hear you.
That's hope ramp.
Yep.
That's hope ramp.
I'm following you.
That's
I'm
a beautiful thing to have, but it ain't the way to live.
So I have it as physical
but
squared.
But that's just one. Stop. That's just one step. Now, Bob's not wrong. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. So, he's not wrong. He has no idea how he's applying what he's saying. The hope realm is very important because you can see yourself as successful and happy, and you can dumb yourself into living through a spinal tap and being okay. You see what I'm saying? You can do things. It's not like that. You have capacity. So, that's why we say it's human squared.
Okay. So I'm going to update it from physical squared to human squared.
You're more than the sum of your beingness. Now, that's what Karen teaches. Now, Karen actually does a good job of teaching. And she's soft. She'll pet you a little bit. Now, she ain't going to pet you long. She'll pet you a little bit. You're going to shake. You're going to get your ass out of that bed, man, goddammit. You're not going to lay in that bed with her long. You can a little bit. She's going to get up. You don't want her praying for you. You got to get up. But she's going to make sure you got to move. That's the squared part. The completeness.
Okay.
It's the end of interdependence. It's the end of interdependence.
Okay.
Because if what Bob is saying is true, you can catch a cold and end up dying. If what Bob's saying is true, you can catch a cold and end up dying.
So what about human physical squared or just human squared? Which do you prefer?
You can do both. You can do it two parts. Because you have the human squared and then human physical squared, because that's where the meat set body responds. Because like somebody that's a war veteran can have their leg cut off, and they can still see themselves as a whole human being. See?
Okay. Yep.
And then nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Because that's okay. That's okay. Because they can actually function. Some of them function better than people that got legs.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, so we've got holeopathic satellite complete, and then we've got human squared, human physical squared for the Dobbs quadrant. For the hexatic, it was diamond and silk, and then I heard recently Sidney Powell and Donald Trump are also in the whole...
You understand the anthropomorphic physical fifth quadrant. Me yelling at Ion, disagreeing with him, is the anthropomorphic physical. Trying
correct.
To stay human.
That's correct.
Human... squaring the human.
Yeah. That's great. And then,
I was just trying
squaring,
to yell because I don't usually yell.
It's divided. It's divisible. Okay. Bob's words are always divisible by themselves. Bob's argument is always divisible by itself. So he's making the argument. He's making the argument that there is this thing. Okay? And so, therefore, if you're arguing over a thing, you have to establish that there is indeed a thing. Otherwise, it'd be fighting over the penis size of Winnie the Pooh. You ever seen Winnie the Pooh's penis?
No.
Well, that's anthropomorphic. Well, that would be anthropomorphic physical. The penis, the penis in the honey pot of Winnie the Pooh is anthropomorphic physical. You ain't never seen it, but you can argue for it. You can argue for it enough.
Yeah.
You can give poo a penis. You can have a penis poo. Well,
okay.
Christopher Robbins was fucked up. He was fucked up anyway, so we don't even know what that's all about. But that's the same thing. See? That becomes Hope Ram stuff. And Bob's like, uh-oh, he jumped the tracks again, Carol, and we don't know what we're going to do here. But just go back, bring it back. But that's the point. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so then hexatic is diamond and silk and Sidney Powell and Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump would be in his own side. No question.
Okay. Okay.
But you could put Sidney Powell and diamond and silk because they're the one is congestion and one is relief.
Yeah.
One is the indigestion. I have indigestion. But indigestion is still better than no digestion at all. Okay? We have to give us that. But then Sidney Powell would be the belch allows that relief.
Okay.
The off-gassing of an indigested condition. Off-gassing.
Okay.
Out-gassing of even in flatulence, still relief.
Okay. Copy that. Okay, then the Bob, cool to do another couple columns? I'll keep going. So the next one is God in the first quadrant, sex in the second, third quadrant politics, Croker's consciousness, Dobbs is Orphic.
Whoa, what the hell are you talking about now? There was no consciousness. What consciousness? You're going to define that. You're not going to just get away with it anymore. Everybody's like, blah, blah. It was had a bad case of blah, blah. Had a bad case of blah, blah. And I've been suffering from blah, blah for a lot of years now. Carolyn is here to be a cure for blah, blah. I don't know how to get over blah, blah.
You've never acknowledged
brokers.
Consciousness.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we're not now either. We aren't here either.
Okay. Yep. So what is the more appropriate term for the Croker Quadrant as it relates to the pattern of God, sex, politics, Orphic Baroque spirals, and the Wailing Jennies?
Yeah, so you would say, instead of saying, what was the word that we didn't like that you said?
Consciousness.
Okay, so, okay. Why don't we call this abrogated tech consciousness? Abrogated tech consciousness. Now, we'll go with that. because now you actually said some words. Abrogated tech consciousness, because that's the tech body. Because they're going to tech, because it's not going to be many moons. Well, it already is. Now the machine tells you how you feel. You get on a Zoom call and go to the doctor, and they'll write you a prescription and send it to you. You never have to leave your damn house. Abrogated.
Wow. So you're saying that the tech conscious, you're saying that the tech abrogated consciousness, is that what you're saying?
Abrogated tech consciousness, that's right.
Right, okay. Okay.
At least that's some words. And now Bob will clean that up a little bit. Oh, but he'll have to
yep.
ask Clinton what Clinton thinks, because Clinton's way smarter than Bob, so.
So now...
So, sorry, because, we're equally opportune. We're not equal opportunity, but we're equally opportune. That's fair.
Okay.
What are they gonna do on Monday night? What are they gonna do on Monday night with us? That's the problem. I don't like that.
Yeah, that'll
problem.
Be. I'll be tuning in.
It may not last long. I don't really know.
I'll be tuning in for that. That's for sure.
Opportunistic.
Okay.
Opportunistic.
Funny. Okay.
Fair.
So, Orphic Baroque spirals. You're good with that.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
and then Waylon.
That. That's why we like that, because
yep.
we said that.
Okay. And then in the Hexatic, it's Waylon, W-A-I-L-I-N, apostrophe, Jennys, J-E-N-N-Y-S.
Yeah, it's a mocking play off of Waylon Jennings, the singer.
Yep.
It's
okay.
A play off that. Okay, good.
So,
that's what's happening
okay.
here. You're looking at the world. You're looking at the world as something is, but it's not that
yeah.
at all. It's another version
okay.
of that. And so this is where you come back along, and Bob will have a statement like this. Are you going to believe me or those lying eyes of yours?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what the world is doing.
Thanks for clearing that up, the Waylon Jennings.
That's what the world
yeah.
That's what the world is doing now. And then how many times you'll have to get Bert? You know Bert? You should talk to Bert. Bert's a good dude. Bert, ask Bert
yeah.
how many times we said, when we said this quote, where were you when lightning struck the flying Jenny?
Yes. Yes, Ion, you know I have an answer for that now.
We know. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the connection that we did in 2009.
Oh, my gosh. And you told
circle.
Me to write
we
this video.
We have to hurry. We have to hurry and get this shit done. Bob's fitting to go to the bunker and talk to the aliens, and things going to be fucked
yeah.
up. You don't even have to goddamn chart. How you got to
yeah.
change if you go, oh, I'm a singer, but I don't even know what the chart is. Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, next thing you know, you're going to want to resurrect Ralph Doobie and see if Ralph Doobie can help y'all. It's going to get bad real
okay.
fast.
Okay, bad. Anything else? Anything else to add in the Waylon with the Waylon Jennys?
We don't care. Ask something. We already know
okay.
it, so we don't care.
Yep.
We're not
going
to yep. cram it down
no.
your throat, ho. We're not. You can't get
yeah.
it. If you can't take it, don't get it hard, honey. If you can't take it.
No, it's good. Okay, so then the next one is a column of dates, and it's 1840 to 1900 for LaRouche,
yeah.
1900
yeah.
to 1918 for McLuhan.
1918 to 1945. Okay. One more year. Okay.
1919. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And
then
get past the U.S.
corporation. You
gotta get past the U.S. corporation.
Oh.
That's one thing too.
That's
important.
That's cool. Okay. And then
okay.
for Thompson, 1919 to
1945. 46.
Okay.
You gotta get past war.
And then 46 to 1960 for Croker.
61. You're off
okay.
exactly by a year on this.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
what we're doing is we're if you start from where you are, you got to have one more year. It's kind of like you have your first birthday, you're starting your second year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Bob's is 61 to 90. And then we skip all the way up to 2009 for the hex addict. 2009 to 2020.
Yeah, but you're missing a lot.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch there between
the 2000. The 2000, you got 2000 up to what's your date? What's you're skipping up?
We need,
to, that's the,
yeah, we
the
need
pin
from 91.
The pin
we need from 1991. Okay.
2001 is the pin pad.
Okay. And then we need from 2001 to 2009.
That's the hex pad.
Okay, and then 2009 to 2020.
Well, Bob would say it's the octad, but we don't think it's finished. We don't think the octad
right.
is finished. So, but you
okay.
can put it as octad. You can say octad and then say plus.
Okay.
Feel.
Okay.
Because all you're trying to do is to organize this in such a way that in a tech body search engine, you can find your way. You remember
yeah.
the book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? It was just to lay it out in such a way that you could find your way.
Yeah.
And then the back of it is, don't panic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So would it be more appropriate to leave 2020 just to go 2009 dash and then not fill in 2020 and just leave it open?
No, do 2020 and make it a plus because that's a marker. Because you
okay.
have to come, you gotta look at what happened in Y2K. Remember that was already
yeah.
the last ending, and that's what birthed the tech body. That's not what ended it.
Okay.
Remember? You remember?
All right.
It was over in 2000. Remember, there was no zeros. There was no placeholders for it. All the computers, the TRS-80s was going to fall. There was no going to be any of that. There was that. That's when you had the dot bombs. Oh.
Okay, so what we have is 61 to 91 for Croker, 91 to 2001 for Pentad, 2001 to 2009 for Hexad. 2009 to 2020 plus for Septad Octad plus.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Because they have, and see, some of those have already merged, some of them, but not all.
Yeah.
And see, now this is where Thompson comes in, giving a counter view. That's where you had the RIP, R-I-P. That's where you had the upside down. That's where you have the next season of Stranger Things that's on the way. You're going to love it. If you think Bob's been writing shit, you wait, you see this thing. It's on the money.
Okay, wait a second. So we've got Croker 46 to 61. I might have missed that. 61 to 91 is Pentad. 91
Dobbs,
to 2001.
It's Dobbsian. Dobbs.
Yep.
Dobbs
yep.
Dobbs
that the B-1
yep.
aliens are rewriting that history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
So,
that's right. That's
so I just want to
exactly
verify.
Right.
Hexad is 91 to 2001. And then
okay.
it goes, we got 2001 to 2009.
That's
I think
the
rip. I shifted. Yeah.
Yeah, you had the Pentad, two Pentads.
Yeah, I did. Yep. Okay, I got this shifted a little bit. Okay,
see,
so
you shouldn't call the 91 to 2001 Hexad. It's not Hexad.
Okay. So it's almost
what
like
is it? Bob, tell her what it is then. Don't tell her what's wrong with it. Tell her what's right with it.
It's a attempted lockdown Connie rule.
How the fuck?
Who's
in
New
York? You gonna say that?
Okay.
New York.
I understand that. Okay. So we should call it. Let's call it Nancyville then. We'll call it.
Yeah,
Nancyville. That'd be better.
Nancyville. Okay.
So I think what I'll do, Bob, and we can clean this up a little bit, but I'll do 61 to 91 as Bob, and then I'll slash 91 to 2001 as like a addendum to the Dobbs quadrant. And then we've got hexadic.
No.
I've got there up to 1990. That's the pentad, so they can make it 91. We're figuring out what happens after 91.
Yeah, because the hexadic is 2001 to 2009. So we got 91 to 2001. That's not. We just need to throw it somewhere.
It's Giuliani. Just Giuliani pretending to revitalize New York City.
Okay, then
we were there.
Okay.
That's Nancyville.
That's true. Instead of Nancyville, call it Cohen. I'm the Cohenine, or Cohen, that Trump Stixer. That's when Cohen was in charge, when Giuliani. So you can call it the Cohen era, or section, or whatever.
Cohenine.
All right.
These are the mutations after my tiny note chart. These are the mutations after the tiny note chart, which ends in 91, and it predicts the hexadic. It predicts hexadic, so we're working that out.
Yeah.
What the tiny note chart predicts.
And tiny note needs a little addressing, too, there, by the way, Bob.
The what? The tiny note?
The tiny note needs a little cleaning up, too. You're a little sloppy there, too.
You mean the chart itself?
That's
the
what
chart
we're
itself.
Doing.
The tiny note. No,
yeah,
I know.
We just did that.
I know. I know, but it's sloppy. Sloppy, not burned.
Okay. Okay, so we're cleaning up the tiny note.
Well, the patriarchy was sloppy. It was during the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. Left hemisphere. It was always sloppy. All things should be sloppy.
Yeah, let them eat cake. It was the Marie Antoinette tiny note chart. Let them eat cake.
1750. Yep.
It was good cake. That's like Portal and Portal 2. That's what they were waiting on, was getting cake, eating the cake.
Yeah.
That's what the tech body's version of Marie Antoinette.
They said, wait till Karen gets here.
Yeah, we got little Karen in here too now. So now come to pass. Little Carolyn. We got little Carolyn in here too now. It's good. It's a beautiful day in Dobbstown. That's what we can tell you.
See, in Nancyville, we went into New York, destroyed New York. Giuliani did his best to retrieve it under Bob's presence, but it didn't work. So we left New York in August 2000, and it was doomed. And then it went out the next year, 2001.
The
end of Nancyville. Or Conad.
Cohenine.
So now you're trying to describe 2001 to 2020. That's a weird time.
Well, here's what they said, Bob. They said 2001 to 2009 is hexadic, and then 2009 to 2020 plus is the septad octad.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're gonna now. That's not perfect, but that's enough to hold the place. You can fill in the blanks. Because, you know, what you going to do with that of Jesse Raphael? You know, what you going to do?
Montel Williams. Okay. So
no,
fuck
Montel Williams. We ain't studying his. He was trying to see if he could lay some pipes up Kamala. That's all he was trying to do.
Okay. Hey, I know it's a what's up night, so we can keep doing this on a Saturday, Bob. Otherwise, I can keep going.
Yeah, let's end with that for now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know. I don't know what it was, but it was enjoyable. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You got your Kremlite up.
I have a tree on my porch. Yeah, with some Kremlite.
Porch? You got to put your Kremlite in the house. That's where you go. And you do your bunting with the green, and you can light the bunting, but it's got to be pretty in the daytime, not just lights at night. You have to have greenery. You don't want to make it too trailer parkish.
I'm in an apartment with a nice screened-in porch. So, I'll probably bring in the tree for the Christmas tweak. bring it inside. I like that idea.
Hey, Bert, you're next. Come on in, Bert.
Thank you, Ian. That was fun. It wasn't terrible. Yeah.
It was sort of fun for us until we got back. But
until
we got
the yelling match or what?
We got to tell you off. We got to tell your ass off, though. That's what we needed to do. Got you straightened out. And now you're going to be all right. So that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was good to illustrate the Antimark physical. That never been illustrated. That's people right, yell, I'm a god, Kanye West, and all that. That's all Antimark physical. They're fighting Ion. Andrew, Crystal, Mark,
really,
Stallman, everybody.
Yeah. I really appreciated the Waylon Jennings clarity.
What? What'd you say?
The Waylon Jennings clarity. I kept wondering what the fuck the Waylon Jennings were. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a parody off of Waylon Jennings that is like
the tech body,
showing
the parody.
That you. Yeah,
remember?
You think you're familiar, but it's not the same. It's not what you thought it should be. It's something different.
Right.
So
neither is the cable news network. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
See, the Android meme was the after image. Was the after image of the Dobbs Quadrant, and that's New York. And then the Android meme was superseded by the psychopathic tech body, which is the whatever we were just saying. What did we call it? Abrogated tech consciousness, or what? What was the? What are we saying about tech body?
Waylon Jennings, you mean?
Oh yeah, Waylon Jennings, the first. Yeah, you know, Karl Marx said, you know, history's a tragedy, then it's a farce. So. The first phase, I have it in my explanation of my Trump book, the first phase, Android meme, is farce. The second phase is tech body, and that's parody. So that's all in the period from 2001 to 2020.
Okay.
It was being developed. They didn't wake up one day. You didn't wake up one day. It's not like that, because you had...
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger, who, by God, is still alive. We don't know fucking how, but Henry Kissinger is running around doing stuff. And so you have to be careful, because there's this inter-outer influence that can have an interplay. And so Bob's very clever to pick that up, because it's all pharisaical. We'll give you that. But they have dim Edward R. Murrah moments of lucidity. That you have to calculate, because you have the, don't forget now, you've got the Wall Street Week. Remember your buddy, Louis Rukeyser?
Louis Rukeyser.
He was straight. He wasn't plus or minus. He told you just what was going on. He had opinions, but he'd say, this is my opinion. But I'm giving you the numbers as they are. And then you left that and you went to Kramer's world. Buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. Booyah. Buy, 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 sell, 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 buy, buy, buy. Meanwhile, he says all the shit he's the own, telling you to buy it so his price goes up, so his shorts are going to come true. See, that's the difference between Kramer and Wall Street Week. That's very important, because you're going to put this back together when everybody gets through dying.
Yeah.
They thought everybody was going to die of COVID. They didn't know they was all going to die of lead poisoning. Now they run around shooting everybody in the face. They're like, God damn it. You ain't got COVID. Bam! You ain't going to worry about it now. Okay, the dead people may have COVID, but the dead people may have to catch the COVID. Maybe that's how they're going to have to do it. I don't know. It's pretty fun. Interesting. They're going to put Lynn Cheney in charge. She's going to be the speaker of the house now, I guess. She's running the show now, goddammit. She wants the testicles. She wants the testicles of Donald John Trump, or she's not going to.
Who's going to be in charge? Who do you say is going to be in charge?
Lynn Cheney.
Liz. Pelosi. Oh yeah, you have to have her.
Liz Cheney.
Liz.
She's worked hard.
Liz.
She'll get 1.5 minutes of fame. 1.5 minutes. Not 15 minutes.
Is the turmeric part of the liver thing, or is that different?
We're not talking about that. That's different.
Okay.
We're not talking about
this. Okay.
So then,
that's a new product. It's going to take longer to make the label for it. We're going to have to start the label before we make the product. Because we can make the product in a minute. But it's going to take longer to produce the label to go on the goddamn thing. may ask the first one, FDA would like that. We'll do sticky notes on plastic blue bottles. Remember those plastic blue bottles? We'll get plastic and put a sticky note on it. That'd be good.
Yeah.
We'll make it like a home, tincture. Like a tincture.
Yeah.
Woo! Lord,
put your own.
Who is that crazy? Who's
okay.
That crazy doctor that used to make all his money on tinctures? The crazy one. Karen knows him. He was the father of
Mercola?
Homeopathy. No, no, he's a flake.
No,
this is the other one. Michael, Karen knows it. We don't want to give him no press. It don't matter. He's probably dead.
Okay.
He probably pinched himself to death with a bourbon. With a bourbon.
Okay,
ginger.
So
thank you. Yep.
So you've got Pentatic ends in 91. Then you have the phase one of the weird period of the hexatic, 91 to 2001.
Cloning.
That's the Android meme.
Okay.
And then
I'll throw that there.
Y'all can do that. Y'all can do that
septad,
on Jackass.
Septad and well, just repeating what you said. Septad and Octad is 2009 to 2020.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
And we call it Hexatic, but now Hexatic is the phase before that, the Android meme. And the tech body is parallel to 2009 to 2020. It grows with ion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, thank you, Don. Okay, get out. Bert, come on quick. We got things to do.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Bye.
Where's Bert? Is that you, Bert?
You have to unmute him.
Yeah, but it doesn't look, doesn't seem to have a place.
Yeah. Go to Singapore.
Maybe there's no Bert.
He might be in Scranton. Bert! Bert here, for God's sake.
Is that Bert there?
I don't know that.
Yes,
Bob,
thanks.
For God's sake. He was in Scranton. Yo.
You like that church talk, Bert? Makes sense to you?
Yes. Some enlightening things in there, especially the Y2K was the beginning of the tech body. Never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, that's 2001 to 2009. Android meme phase two, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
We're squared, not phase two squared.
Phase two squared.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good. Android now let's go to work. We got things to do. Come on, let's go. What you got?
Okay, Ian. The last weekend's private session was the greatest session. Anyone who's
You're starting to sound like Sean Hannity. You're a great American. Yes, you're a great American. No, you're a greater American. You're a great American. Yeah, that's a great American. Great American.
No, it's
everything was a great American. Yes, it was a great show. It was a great show.
It was
a great special show.
I've always been fascinated with space. I mean, I remember Lost in Space, Star Trek, and all that stuff. But when you outlined those aliens, that changed my whole perspective because I subscribe to Science Alert. So every day I get a Science Alert, and I've been looking at some Science Alert.
Bob was busy looking at the titties on Mad Magazine.
Okay, all right, let's go to the point now. We got a short time. You got work to do, and you don't need to be goofing off and shit.
I never has any work to do. Don't fall for that line.
Yeah, it's true. It's all play. It's all play with non-physical or ion. Hey, Ion, look. I was looking at something that I wanted to speak about Andromeda, but I said, no, I'll do that later, and just looking at it. But
let's do that on Saturday.
Yes, but okay, here's the thing. I've always questioned, you know, looking at NASA and things. So which alien group gave these astrophysicists B2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've given these guys this technology of, well, alleged technology.
That wasn't B2, that was B1.
B1. Okay.
The new aliens have not shown up yet. Despite ion.
They have influence.
That's right.
They have given dots and dashes and pluses and minuses.
Well, what did the Pentagon aliens do?
Great question.
Oh, they were just playing off. They were playing off of the ancient Anunnaki, where they could raise the stones and build the pyramids. Where they did the telekinesis stuff.
Mm.
That's what that was all about.
What telekinesis? They did
the
telekinesis.
Raise the stones.
They gave that technology that raised those 10-ton stones.
Right, right. But what have they been doing in the Pentagon the last 40 years or more?
Hiding. Hiding.
Hiding? From what?
Hiding. Human civilization, the world. They're certainly not building businesses. They're not on the Wilshire 5000.
Well, how did the B-2 aliens influence Lockheed Martin and Boeing? How did they communicate?
Oh, that's easy. Okay, there's two parts. One part, this is good. You shouldn't be asking this question. Bert should be asking this question because Bert's going to get a different answer. But Bert's very interested in this quasar and quark and things falling through wormholes and information and dialectic dialogues. So what happens is people bumped into these little things. Where do these little things come from? Where do these, quote, ideas originate? Okay, sometimes it's in dreamland. Sometimes it's in a mistake. Sometimes necessity being the mother of invention. Now, not the Zappa band. We're not talking about them. We're talking about, well, oh, it might be a little beef fart. Maybe they'll catch the beef fart. But past that, it's where you get this ideology that you can make this thing, like the new thing Carolyn's working on now, to change the body core, the core temperature, which is going to change everything. It's going to rewrite metabolism. Now, that's maybe an alien introduction. But it's what the reason that it's necessary is because you have to have the next phase. Because Bob's brain has been panting lately. He don't like to talk about it, but his brain has been panting lately. And so we have to have something to calm that down so that he can go through this next phase of interaction. Okay? It would be like the bends when you come up out of the water too quick, and it feels better when you put pressure on those joints, that you have too much gas in those muscles. It feels better when you push down on them. Okay, same thing here. That's why you've increased your cardio, so it can change your core. Then you can go back to eating any way you want to. All this stuff you're being so careful about, you don't have to be careful no more. You can go back to your soda pop, whatever you want to do, because not the way your body's going to process. That's an alien interaction that can give you the new code to get you ready to go back home. See, y'all acting like this is something ephemeral here, which is not. You're alien here. It's like going to, it's like drinking the water out of the Nile River. It'll make you sick as a damn dog. But people from Egypt, if they drank your water, it'd make them sick as a damn dog. It's just different. Because the stuff inside is different. That's the rub, you see.
Okay, there was a lot there, Ian, but thank you, given the alien influence. But getting back to the question, It's just really wild how these astrophysicists can look through a telescope and determine what type of elements are on, you know, looking through a telescope. It's just, so that's alien-based technology.
That's right. That's exactly right. They're not doing that. They're getting it.
Right.
And see, the same way Galileo, what gave Galileo, called on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight, where he took a rope and drew a circle with a stick in a sandbox to give the oval, oblique, orbital gauge of how planetary's orbit works. You see, who come up with that? See what I'm saying? That's not quite like that. You're just trying to keep the queen from chopping his fucking head off. I give you that. Nostradamus had the same trouble. But they could see things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, it's just I saw that because they could invest all that money to explore the ocean, but because we know what's right. going on in the ocean, they're looking out and, you know, coming up with these extravagant explanations, scientifically alleged, about the mineral uh-huh. content and all that horseshit. But anyway, there's an article where they're saying there's enough oxygen on the moon
Which moon? Which moon?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. That's the question. Is there 40% oxygen on the regolith on the second moon?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There is, but that's a problem there because you have no, there's no centrifugal gauge or bias. It's in orbit, but it's not the same orbit. It's held in the plasma field's orbit. So it's on its side, and you're fixing to start seeing it. It's going to get clearer because when your environment changes a little bit more, the way you see things, it's going to be different. That hazy blue, when you get the hydrogen right, that's going to go, it won't be blue.
So the second moon is in orbit. So you'll be able to see it. So the second moon
is not in orbit. No. It's in orbit of the Earth, but it's not based on the Earth field. It's based on the plasma of Moon 1.
Wow.
The plasma field is what's holding it in stasis. It's not, if it was dissipated, it would not orbit around the Earth. It would be still.
Wow. Okay, yeah, there's some questions there, but I'll go to the next. Hey, Ian, something came across my desk from a contact here in Switzerland, and I want to know if this is true. Did Klaus Schwab and Christine Lagarde attend the meeting on Rostock Island in Antarctica last week?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Christine Lagarde is scared shitless. Schwab is nothing. He's a jack-off. He's a Bilderberger wannabe.
Okay. Were they given
he's the guy who read my Flipside articles and came up with watered-down parody of me. In his ideology of the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Right.
And Lagarde is scared shitless of me.
Oh, yeah. She had, that's why she went.
Rothschild's scared.
They've got... Well, Rothschild's gone. The rings done laid them off, Bob. That and the shifts. The rings done got rid of them.
Who are the rings?
Bert knows, the London Corporation. The Crown Corporation.
Not Dennis Ring.
Bert. No. Bob, Bert knows. Bert, tell him about the Crown Corporation that owns things. They're mad because they lost Buckingham Palace. Uh-huh.
Okay, Ian, the next
Bert, all is... these meetings are about the alien meeting, becoming alien meeting.
What are they going to do? How are we going to do it? How are we going to capitalize? How are we going to make this work? What are we going to tell the people? The people not going to believe it. They're not going to listen no more. They don't believe what we're saying now. How are we going to come up with something else? We told them to keep typing, and they're sick. They won't even type no more. They're doing the ticky-tock. Ticky-tock will tell them everything. They won't watch BBC One no more.
So what are they going to do?
Okay, Ian, were they given a choice to either join an alliance of benevolent beings or be eliminated? Were they given that choice?
Okay, no comment.
Okay, all right, good. They took place.
But,
okay,
but the latter, but the latter, but the latter is probably what you're considering.
Okay, so they're shitless, and Bob was the main topic of discussion, correct?
Well, no, it wasn't the main topic of discussion. It's what to do with it. They don't know what to do with it. They can't kill him. They've tried. They've done everything with the Mossad and the goddamn Viet Cong. They've sent every nasty motherfucker going. And Carolyn's so crazy, she watches every little thing so they can't send nothing in poison and nothing from the Costco. And she watches every little thing. Nothing passes his lips that she doesn't see what he is. Well, that's not exactly true, but mostly, except for the Lafferty's ice cream, but minus that, you know, maybe it's just going to go with that. It's kind of a cherished thing, but he doesn't get access to anything that she doesn't have control over. And
okay,
he likes
were
it
there,
like that for some reason.
Were there A2 or B1 aliens attending that meeting?
Both.
Both.
We'd say both.
Okay. Good. Okay, and I had a TikTok.
You didn't say B2. You said A2 and B1 at the meeting.
A2 and B1, yes, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, Ion, I had a TikTok that was pretty interesting, quite a few this week, but one that was very interesting was this artifact that was in the Berlin Museum.
You're talking about the little, like a bit like a, the penis hat? The one that like a penis, the dick hat?
Yes.
It's like a disc. It's like a phallus. And it's got all the sun and the moon and the stars, and it does all the congealing orbital thing. There's four of those.
Four of those in Europe. And it was interesting that it was an anonymous Swiss collector that donated that. So the question is, was this, can you share the origination of this hat? Was this an Andromeda hat?
The Amweiler is who donated it.
Amweilers, okay.
Curtis von Amweiler.
Curtis von Amweiler, okay.
But you ain't supposed to know that. So, glad we got it all private here on plain sight.
Yes, right. Well, plain sight, right. Ryan, did this hat originate from Andromeda?
Yeah. It's a code.
Really?
It lays out some of the original, what Bob calls the codex. See, it's the original level of the codex. It gives you what was. So you're finding out y'all was smarter back then than you are now. Oh, no, we got all the technology of the sun, moon, and stars. You forgot it all. They had it all then. You had it all, and they keep giving hint after hint after hint after hint after hint. Then you find it, and then they lay out all these details, and then they go into fucking caves, and they see all these spaceships, and where it came from, and where the beginning was, and how they moved for it. And la 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 la. Toss myself. It's ridiculous. People acting like they know something now. They don't know shit.
Mm. Okay.
Full circle. Now that's the Mayan. That's the finishing of the Mayan in the 2022.
Hey, Burp. You got Vico's three phases: gods, heroes, and little men. So, the god era, way back there, that I was just talking about. Then you had the hero aristocratic era, and then this last 150 years is the democratic era, and that's little man. And so everything little man achieved, and everybody, and all they glorified, was wrong because they were just little men.
Yeah.
So now we're going back to the god phase.
So here's what you got. You conquered segregation. You had slavery. You conquered segregation. And you got through that, and you had integration, and now you're going back to separate. So now you're going back to segregation. Watch and see.
Mm. Yeah, you laid out that a while ago about the segregation. It's pretty crazy.
Because they're doing it to themselves. They're trying to isolate themselves.
Right.
And it's kind of like, what is it, the rapper, The God? He says, no, we need to be on our own space. The God. So it's in reverse.
Yeah. We need our own space. We're separated. We're going back to Andromeda. So, Bert, the what people celebrate, this great democratic era and our patriotic rights and our human rights and all that bullshit came out of the book. Was a big mistake. And Vico predicted it. Then Vico predicted the Ricorso, which is the return to gods, but it's a chaotic period, the Ricorso. That's what we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
That even includes the Rip. So that's why Carol ain't helping little people anymore.
Well, most of them died anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, all these ideals that Susanna likes and Ginny likes and Tina and Joyce, Rejoice, and every other lady here, Maggie, Beverly, Linda, they're all celebrating and trying to retrieve the little man era with women in charge. Little women in charge. Mm. Remember that novel, Little Women? So that's why the literate human, has to be erased.
Pride and prejudice. Don't forget pride and prejudice.
Yeah. Male and female literate human goes. And all we'll get is people say, well, Trump comes back, we'll get our human back. Ain't going to work. Trump ain't coming back. Not like that.
Mm. Oh, he's coming back, but with what's left, not with what he is.
Okay, final question. you and I engaged.
And that's the member of Fitting's Wake. He made a big deal out of Vico up to a point. So you should understand Vico a little bit, the original media ecologist.
So Ion
stuff fits right into Vico.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one of our themes, the 100 themes, or the 30 themes updated.
Gene's got Gene's in a state of confusion.
She understands the little human ain't going to make it, the little women ain't going to make it, but she's not sure where she's going.
But she's got a copper bathtub.
Evan's queen bee of the little human, little women.
Oh, that's that. She's our sweetest little bee, and we love her.
Yeah, black lesbian trying
we
to be Bob. Remember, I was a black lesbian on the radio, and they're all trying to be Bob.
Back in the day. Back in the day,
it didn't work.
She'd get you in that radio and talk you down to the room, and she put you on check. She'd get you on jump. You had to stay on point. She'd ask all the right questions. It was good. It was great. It was good. Those were the days.
The
it was the best of times.
Man.
It was the worst of times.
So everybody who's famous in this last 150 years is a jerk. Except for Frank.
Well, and if they weren't a jerk, they were jerking off. So masturbation is.
Yeah. And they ran out of that, so they went for the little kids. They took little men literally.
Damn, that was almost clever, Bob. You've been practicing. Yeah. You've been slung up. You've been thinking about things again. That's troublesome. Last time you were thinking, you made the hex egg. Remember? Don't do that often. Don't do that.
I made the chart last time I thought.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. Lord have mercy. Poor Ralph Doobie. Okay, what else you got, Bert? Let's do some good. You got to do something here.
Okay, in October 2020, I asked you about Alex Collier. And I asked you if he had engagement with Andromedans, and you said yes, but he was a little diluted, but he did. And then you said that he had a lot of backfilling when the story didn't work, but he did have the experience. There was a TikTok just recently released with his voice narrating some things. So it appears that he either had an updated message or there was some recordings, but I never heard him speak this way. Did he have an updated experience?
Right. He did.
Okay, so he was saying that we're at war, and that.
Hey, Bert, I missed the topic. What do I write down? Who's that? Who lost?
Alex Collier is a guy from the Project Camelot days and early 2000s that he claims that he had an experience with Andromedans. And Ion told me in 2020 that he did, but he was a little deluded, but he did. And he had to do some backfilling when the story didn't work. But he did have the experience. And Ion just confirmed that he did have a recent updated meeting with them because he has a new message on TikTok talking about that we're at war and that we're going to find out some very imminent information that's going to be released soon.
Well, that'll be from us. But how do you spell his last name?
Collier.
Collier.
The Andromeda Council and Human Liberation. Concept.
Yes. So he said something that I remember hearing him say earlier, but I want to confirm if it's fact or fiction. He's saying that we are a sum total of 22 extraterrestrial races who interbred with humanity and left offspring. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, remember, that's what the flood was about. It got over the Nephilim, then the Seraphim and the Nephilim. They got overrun. That's where Era would correct everybody's pronunciation of Ragnarok. That's where the giants came from. See, that's the Odin religion shit. So those other references, you don't make that kind of shit up. It had to come from somewhere, so that's where it came from. So, yes.
It was a stick.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. That fills in that. That's Bob's all I have.
Bob's trying to blow about the Draco and the reptilians and all that foolishness.
Got him.
Got him. Got him.
Bob just caught a gecko. That's all he's about.
That's the reason we said the word Draco and the reptilians. Well, don't eat it for
you
God's sake.
You got to weigh again, Carol.
God damn, Bob. That
guy got away.
Let Ben in the house. That'll take care of it, Carolyn saves. She brings cockroaches back to life, but let Ben in the house. That ought to be a hoot, Manny. That ought to be something.
The gecko, I think he lives in Carolyn's plant. I think they become ascended. He turned, first time I grabbed him, he turned into a stick. Second time I grabbed him, he just disappeared. The transcended gecko.
It might be transgender.
December 14th.
It might be transgender too. As a transgender gecko, better be careful. Next thing you know, all little parts of him. He'd be Free Willy. He'd be a Free Willy gecko. There you go.
He's
Free
just
Willy.
Identifying as a gecko. Oh.
No,
he's identifying.
His little parts, Carol. Little jewel.
Yeah,
a little screw.
Yeah,
did you see the acupuncture needle here?
This is the free Willy gecko that shit. Instead of a diamond defecating spider, we have a screw shitting gecko.
I tried to do
this
something.
This is perfect.
I should never try to do something.
Yeah,
lucky
true.
Gecko
that's
made a fool
true.
Of me because I tried to do something. Mm. Sorry, what were you guys talking about?
We're talking about Carrie Cassidy, Bob. Carrie Cassidy, Bob.
Oh, what'd you say about her?
She, KC is fucked up.
So Alex Collier, he rules over there?
Collier? No.
He rules
he
over there first?
He just got a new insight. They're done. No, they're over. I mean,
he's American,
2009
Bob.
Was the end of it.
4 minutes. He's an American?
Yes.
Three, so, Carolyn.
He announces his insights on Project Camelot?
Well, he did in the early 2000s, but this was an updated TikTok of his...
That he makes.
That he made about what's coming.
Well, they used his voice. They used his voice. I mean, that's Dolores Cannon.
Well, what's he think coming?
Now than she ever did, don't you? He told it.
He's talking about extraterrestrial, Bob. That's his whole thing.
Send it to whatever his name is. Tim or Hootie.
Hi, why do they ignore you? Hi, why does Project Camelot ignore you?
We don't like them. You said bad things. We don't like them. We ain't talking to them. It's on fire. We're not doing that.
They
don't pay good. They don't pay good like you, Bob. That's
I'll put it on chat, Bob. I'll put it on chat.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's good. Now, you got a lot of those. Now you know, you get those that some people don't get because of your station in life. You know that,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I do. And I have some questions on the others that I got that are pretty interesting. But
who can take advantage of the last minute? Let's see.
Yeah.
Allison, you got a minute question? Better be fast, Allison, or zip over to Jack.
Oh, my God, Bob. Really?
Okay. You're not ready? Okay.
Hi, Ion. Hi, sweetie. You mentioned at one point mint was important or going to be something we wanted. I've been thinking about that since you mentioned it. Do you want to say something about that?
What do you want to know?
Why is it important?
Valuable. The way the body processes.
Okay, so
you have to have the bitter with the sweet.
And so ingesting it would be a good idea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No worries. You're going to. Karen's got this. Karen's got you for it.
Yeah, she does. Turmeric, mint, she's got it all.